From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The international community is reacting to the U.S.-led airstrikes in Syria by the U.S., France, and Britain.
I've been following closely the reports of airstrikes in Syria.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Syria today represents the greatest threat to international peace.
In Syria, we see confrontations and proxy wars involving several national armies.
Guterres lamented the Security Council's failure to hold anyone accountable for alleged chemical weapons attacks in Syria, something U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley blamed on Russia.
That failure is largely due to Russian obstruction.
Speaking to an interpreter, Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia questioned U.S. sincerity.
There's no serious work that you're doing in the Security Council. You don't consult us, and you mendaciously claim otherwise.
But Haley warns the U.S. could strike again if there are further poison gas attacks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone to the leaders of Britain and France about the joint airstrikes the three nations launched Saturday. And again, the U.S. Department of Defense said the strikes targeted three sites believed to be linked to the production of chemical and biological weapons. The attacks were retaliation for suspected chemo attacks near Damascus last weekend that killed more than 40 people. Afghanistan reported deadly border skirmishes with Pakistan Sunday, but it was not known immediately who initiated the fire. A regional Afghan police chief told VOA the clashes erupted early morning along the Zazi Mandan border district in a southeastern province and that the exchange of fire was ongoing. A general claimed two Pakistani border forces and an Afghan civilian were killed, several others wounded. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar said Saturday it has repatriated its first family of Rohingya refugees. Rights groups say that the move amounts to a publicity stunt because security concerns for the returning Rohingyas have not been addressed. The United Nations refugee group said Friday the conditions in Myanmar are not yet conducive for returns to be safe, dignified, and sustainable. The responsibility for creating such conditions remains with the Myanmar authorities, and these must go beyond the preparation of physical infrastructure to facilitate logistical arrangements. The second annual March for Science was held on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Saturday, in addition to 200 similar events that were held around the world. The scientists who were out marching were protesting government policies on issues from climate change to gun violence, and they say that the scientific evidence is being ignored. This year's march came a year after the first ever March for Science. Organizers say fears that science would be sidelined is why they took to the streets a year ago. March for Science co-organizer Caroline Weinberg.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what the March for Science the first time around did was bring that to the forefront of the public's attention, that there are all these people like ready to mobilize around something so important.
The European Union's top court has issued a ruling involving France and the Uber car service.
Yet another legal setback for Uber. The EU's top court says France can bring criminal proceedings against its managers for running an illegal taxi service. The case only affects the Uber Pop service, which was suspended 3 years ago. It allowed ordinary unlicensed drivers to offer ride shares through the app for a fee. So normal Uber services in France won't be affected. The ride summoning app has angered traditional taxi drivers since it was set up in 2011, triggering protests and spats with local authorities. The EU court recently classified it as a transport service, stripping it of the protection digital services enjoy. It has been forced to quit Denmark and Hungary, and London stripped it of its license last year, a decision Uber is appealing.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A storm system stretching from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes has buffeted the central U.S. with heavy snow, winds, rain, and hail, forcing flight cancellations, creating treacherous road conditions, and killing at least three people, including a sleeping two-year-old Louisiana girl. In the upper Midwest, the early spring storm brought snow to a region pining for sunshine and warmth. Around 400 flights were canceled at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, which grounded all flights Saturday afternoon as heavy snow made it through the area. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.